Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hello everyone, hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to another Q&A session. Well, today we got two questions again. The first question is from Angie. How do you find customers? Good question, Angie. Angie, where do you find people? Well, the first thing to be clear about customers is you need to understand who your customers are. So the first step to find your customers is to know what to look for. So you need to have some sort of an idea who is your customer or who would you like to be your customer. It's more really like that at the beginning anyway. So once you know what kind of customer you want to approach and who they actually are, you're going to have it a little bit easier to figure out where they are. Because once you know who they are, it's easier. Let's say as a simple example, you have your customers are tennis players. Well, the biggest chance to find them is on a tennis court, right? So you get a bit of an idea. So this is very simplified, but in a way, that's exactly how it works. And also, once you know who they are and once you know where they are, you even know how to talk to them because you know what they're interested in. You know what they actually want and what they're looking for. So that way you have an initial connection straight away. That's really how customers work. If you're a very introvert person and you're not really someone who wants to go out and speak to people, then you need to find different ways of doing this. And very often you find that your customers might be on social media somewhere, or your customers might be, you know, connecting on different channels. Then you can figure out these channels. Is there somewhere I can find my type of customer? However, it always comes back to the same thing. This is by knowing who your customer is. Without knowing your customer, it's going to be very difficult to find your customer. So the first process must be to define your customer, define your target market, and as I always say, define your avatar. Be absolutely clear about your perfect, perfect customer. And that's in a way is the kind of customer you would like to have. Not, it doesn't have to be a person that actually exists. It's just someone you really, really like to have. There's a lot I've written about this on my blogs. Have a look at the blogs and see what I wrote about all these different customers. Just put the hashtag in customer into my search on the website and you get a lot of information about this. But this is pretty much the basic aspect. Once you know your customer, you know where to find your customer, you know how to talk to about your customer, and that way you have your customer. It's really that simple, okay? Right, I hope that answers some of it. Let's have a look at the second question. The second question is from Daniel. Daniel, whenever I look, so many people do the same as I want to do. With all that competition, how can I get my business off the ground? Daniel, let's turn this around. Let's put it upside down. If there are so many people doing exactly what you want to do, why do you want to do it? It's the other question. The question is, why do you think, if I want to sell water and there are thousands of people out there selling water, of course it's going to be difficult if I want to just sell water. This doesn't mean it cannot be done, it just means it's going to be more difficult, right? So if all I can do is sell water, I have to figure out how I can be different in selling water and how I can serve the people better or solve a different issue or a different problem with selling water. It's pretty much that, so you need to figure that out. So the competition is not really the issue. There are two sides in competition. One is if you have competition in the market, that means your potential customer already knows about the type of product you're trying to offer. So it's not like something completely new. Let's say you wanna sell something that's completely new on the market, never ever anybody had it before, then you will have to convince everyone first that this is a good thing. There's a lot of work involved in doing this kind of process. If you already have a product that's in the market, you don't need to convince them anymore, they know. And on top of that, you already know what people talk about, what people like about it, what people don't like about it. So you can adjust your product or the service you offer to fit exactly the process that people like. And not, you don't have to start from scratch. You don't have to invent everything new. It's already there. So there is a good thing and a bad thing about it. It has two sides. I mean, if you look at when Google started with the search engine, Google weren't the first to create a search engine. There was Yahoo, there was the AOL, there were others had search engines before. But Google realized that all these search engines others had before weren't really working that well. So they figured a way out how to make it better. They improved an existing product and service to make it better for the people. Well, that's it. And now they're number one on top. One day someone else will come along and will improve the way Google works on it. And that's the process, as long as Google doesn't do everything they can in order to improve themselves constantly. So this is pretty much how it works. Now, if you're in the coaching business, for example, and you look around and you find that there are 5 million coaches in your whatever, in your country alone, and you think, my God, how am I gonna work as a coach? I mean, it's gonna pay me any money. I mean, there's more people out there, the prices are gonna go down and so on, you know? Then you need to figure out what is it you can do better or different that brings the value up, that makes you stand out from everyone else. This is not always that easy, and this is why we have coaches, you know, to help you with this process. But in the end of the day, it's something you can do yourself. You just need to understand the market, and you need to understand what your customer wants and not what you want to offer, because this is not always the same. You know, if there are so many coaches out there is a reason. Usually it means that there is enough work out there for these coaches, otherwise they wouldn't be there, because if nobody makes any money, then it dries up, right? There's no one. So if you jump into that kind of water where you know there is a lot going on, then you just need to figure out, how can I make myself different or better, improve, that will attract either a different kind of person or will take them away from others. These are the two options you have. I personally prefer to look at a specific target market, a market you can serve best, with your expertise, with your knowledge, with your drive, enthusiasm, with the things you want to do. This is really what makes you stand out from everyone else. And this is what attracts these kind of people to come to you and not to someone else who just does more the general stuff, you see? And it doesn't really matter how many you have out there and how much money they have. It's not really that important, because all you need at the beginning is just one customer after the other. So you just need to find your perfect customer first. And then you have business, you know? So coming back with all the competition just shows you that there is a lot going on in that market, and there is obviously a big demand. Otherwise the competition wouldn't be there. So that's a good sign. So you know you're probably in a very good market, in a market where there is something going on, right? All you need to do now is figure out how you can make it better. And of course, then you're looking, how can I get my business off the ground exactly like this? Just because someone has written whatever 100 blogs and has written so many has done so many podcasts and has done so many videos and pretends to have whatever 5,000 customers and already has whatever 5 million people following them on Facebook, it means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Trust me on this. There is nothing there where you cannot hook in and make it better. Really, there isn't. All you need to do is just target a different group. Look at who is going there and who is really served well on this. What's going on in that market? Is there anything I pick out where I'm really, really good at, where they just go and brush over, where they just cover it, but not really that well, where you can actually hook into? And that's the area you're going to go into. And really, they already done all the work for you. You have pretty much all the people in front of you. You can just pretty much go on their Facebook page and just promote yourself, in a sense. I mean, not really an advertising, they're probably going to kick you out with this, but you can talk to people about it. You can say, you know, I tried this and that worked really, really well. So you get retention. And that's the process. That's really how it works. This is the common business way of doing things. If you go into a market where there's absolutely no competition, then you are your own competition, in a sense that people don't know about you. The people don't know what it is you actually do. And for that is always difficult to sell. So I hope that helps, Daniel. I hope that answers your question. I'm not sure. There is one more thing I want to say. I had this on our last Q&A session. We were actually talking about frustration part. I don't know if you remember that. So the people were asking me if I'm not getting frustrated, and I say, yes, I do get frustrated. There was a lot of discussion afterwards. People came to me and said to me, hold on a second, if you're frustrated, is that not negative? Is there not something that's bad about it, and so on? I think it depends very much on how you take frustration. For me, frustration just means that I don't know yet the answer, and I need to learn more, I get better in order to find the answer for something. And that's the frustration I have. Now, for me, this is a motivator. This is not a demotivator. There is demotivating frustration, and that is when you want something to happen in a specific way and it doesn't happen that way, and you are just not willing to put any effort in it to turn it into something positive. If you just complain, and that kind of frustration, that is really, really bad. I'll give you an example. If you go to the town hall and you want to get your ID card changed or something, and you stand there and you stand in the queue, and they say to you, the best time to come is Thursday evening. It's a great time because we open till 8 o'clock. But we start at 5. You come there at 5 and there are already people queuing. Like, you know you're going to be there till 8 o'clock because you're the last in the line. Huh? And you think, I can't believe this is ridiculous. This kind of frustration is not really very helpful. It just means, okay, next time you know this is not working, that whatever they say, this is not the right thing. If it's your business, if it's something you're going to do every day, like if your business is to service customers, to help them, to change the ID for them, then you will find a better way. You see, aha, this is not working. That's a big frustration. That's a good thing for my business because I can speak to everyone in their queue and say, look, if you don't want to wait, just give me your ID. I can manage it for you. Just give me, sign this paper and I manage it for you. You can come back later at 9 o'clock to the coffee shop and pick it up. Well, that could be a good business, right? So that kind of frustration can turn into something really positive. If the most negative frustration happens if it's a one-off thing. If it's your business, it's not really useful to have a negative frustration. It must be something you can learn off. And that's what I did. I just learned out of the process of frustration. Say, okay, that's not working. What can I do to change this, to make it work? What can I do to make this a positive thing for me? Because one thing is clear, if I'm frustrated about it, most likely a lot of other people are frustrated about it. That means if I find a solution, I have something of value for a lot of other people. That's not a bad thing. That's a pretty good thing because this gets me further on my business, right? Think about it. This is actually a very, very good thing. So when you get frustrated about something, then look at it from a different angle. Say, I'm frustrated. I'm not the only one who's frustrated. Lots of people are frustrated. Maybe we can do something here to change that. Maybe there is a business in this. Maybe there's something I can help other people with their frustration. Maybe I can take that frustration away from them and make this work for every party, for everyone involved. Interesting. That's the kind of thinking, you know? So frustration for me is an indicator that there is a business. That's pretty much it. That's all there is. And then the kind of frustration that I can't get with my customer somewhere, because my customer just doesn't do the things, or my client, I help them, I try to help them, but they do everything the opposite from what I tell them. Yes, of course, there's a kind of frustration. And sometimes you have to let go. You have to say, all right, okay, it doesn't work with them. You know, there is a problem between us. This is not working. That's the reason is not that they're not doing it. The reason is that we have a communication issue or we have an issue of personality or whatever. This can happen, of course. Then you will figure out that this is not your perfect customer. So you were dealing with a customer which doesn't really fit in your repertoire. That's possible. This can be. And maybe you can refer them then to another coach who is much better suited for that kind of customer. Absolutely possible. So it's good to know your competition. It's good to know the other people around it because everybody has this little thing which works better. And if you work together on this one, then there's nothing negative about this. All right, so let me recoup the whole thing. So how do you find customers? Angie, you find customers by knowing who your customers are. If you don't know that, then you can't find them. Simple as that. Figure it out. If you are not sure, design a customer. Just take a piece of paper, put a drawing in it, and make some dimensions to it, you know? That's the size, that's the hair color, that's the eye color, that's male, female, whatever. Put the thing, start with this. If you can't get any further, look at the negation side of it. Look at the stuff what you definitely don't want on a customer. So for example, you don't want your customer not to be able to pay you. There's no point if the customer has no money, if you need to make money with it, right? So you need to have customers who can pay you. You need to have customers who are like you, you know, who actually love to work with you. So that's what you want. So you need someone who has a real demand in whatever it is you have to offer. So you build yourself up, you create a list. And as you work on your list, the list becomes bigger. Then you start prioritizing it and you look what's the most important factor for my business in terms of my customer. And that in the end creates that perfect customer for you. And then you know what you need to look for. And you say, who are these customers? Where do I find them? What are the criteria? You know the criteria now. So where do they fit? And that's where you find your customers, right? Okay, Daniel, and for you, wherever I look, there are so many people do the same than I do. With all that competition, how can I get my business off the ground? Clearly, competition is a sign that there is a big market, meaning you're in a good field, you know? That's great. Competition also means they've done a lot of work for you already. That means you don't need to start and explaining everything from scratch. So that's good. All you need to find out now is, where can you distinguish yourself? Where can you be different? And where can you be the one that, where you stand out about? This is the one thing you need to find now. And the easiest way to do that is by focusing on one specific area. Even if you want to cover a bigger area, that's okay, but start with one specific area. Just do that one. And that's all you need to do. And that can be the same than what it was for Angie, by defining your customers, defining who you want to work for, and focus on one specific aspect of your customer and say, okay, in that area, I'm going to help. Over time, as you grow, you're going to cover a wider area anyway. So it's going to happen automatically. But start with that. That way you get your business off the ground. And coming back to the frustration thing, I just wanted to clarify, there are three types of frustrations, or multiple really, but for me there are three main types. One is the personal frustration about something that you don't really want to work on, so it's not something that is important for your life, it's just something that hasn't happened. Like it rained and you wanted to, well, lay on the beach, yeah, it can be annoying. You can turn around, you might be frustrated about this, well, you know, one day off and now, you know, it's raining, crazy, you know? Okay, but this is not really a major bad thing. It's just something that's not nice, but that's pretty much it. Then you have the frustration in your business and in the things you do on a very regular basis. That means you were going to do something very specific and you just don't seem to get there. That kind of frustration is a positive thing because that shows you exactly where you're going wrong. It shows you you're not there yet. So you're not going to bath yourself in some false security. You know it's not happening. It also shows that you measure yourself the right way. You measure your progress the right way, because otherwise you wouldn't even realize that you're not on the right path, right? So that's the thing. And then you have the third type of frustration, and that's the kind of frustration you discover where you're not just you involved, but other people involved too. And this is the business opportunity frustration, what I call this. This is the frustration which you have, and you realize others have that too, and there's an opportunity. If you take the opportunity or not is another question, but there is a business opportunity. There is a problem. Obviously, people are frustrated about something. Something can be done here. That's a problem maybe someone else can solve. And that's a good thing. So I put these kind of things, I put on my list. And then when I speak to customers or to my clients and I find that that could really work for them, that's brilliant. I just give them these parts of the list, say, look, I figured this one. Why don't you look in that area? That might work for you. Or it's something I pick up myself and include in my services and the things I do, whatever. Okay, I hope this helps. I hope this gives you a bit more of an insight, the way I think, and hopefully it answered your questions. Please, guys, let the questions come in. I'm really interested in finding out more. What are your problems? How can I help you better? And what we're going to do is, if a specific question pops up more often, then and we see there is something we can actually physically do to help you to get really good at this, we're going to create a free course on our membership site where all of you can just go and have a look. And we're going to guide you step by step through how you can make that difference and change that. So I hope that helps. I see you next week Friday for our next Q&A. And in the meantime, have an amazing week, guys. Looking forward and see you next Friday. Bye. Ciao. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.